1. Name your poison. Observing the current cultural and political climate, I'm reminded of a scene from the Westerns once so popular with American moviegoers. A bartender in a grimy, dusty saloon says to a weary customer, "Name your poison." The customer asks for whiskey. They all drank whiskey in the movies, with names like Rot Gut and Dead Eye, and the bartender serves him from a bottle on the shelf. The customer throws back a mouthful from a greasy shot glass, grimaces as it burns its way down his throat, then smiles, slaps the glass on the counter, and orders another one. That sure felt good. Today we have many things to choose from besides whiskey as we name our poisons. We have 24-hour cable news channels to make sure we're alarmed, angry, and indignant. We have addictions of a breathtaking variety, from sex to nicotine to apps making us feel special with every little balloon bursting on our smartphone screens, while data miners dig further and further into what remains of our privacy. But like that weary cowboy in that filthy saloon, we like the way it feels going down and we order another one. You name it, we can become addicted to it. What we don't often examine is our own part in picking up that bottle or iPhone, engaging in that repetitive, toxic behavior, ordering that poison. Anger feels good. It gets the adrenaline going. For people who spend much of our time working, trudging, daydreaming because we would rather be in a world we imagine than the one we inhabit, getting really, really angry reminds us we're still here. Anger also has the effect of bringing us into the moment, a place in which we spend very little time. Maybe it's biological. Maybe anger and fear are what helped us stay alive when something larger was waiting around the corner to eat us, and fury was a necessary tool for survival. But now it is not. Now it's a tool for destruction, of ourselves and our communities. Our politics, our perceptions of the world, and our reactions to it are all colored by anger. It's the quick and easy fix, a rush injected straight into the vein, but it's poison, and I named it. I asked for it. I ordered a lifetime supply. I don't know if a species so addicted to rage can survive. We've done fairly well so far, given the odds of us making it out of the trees and into office cubicles. The other primates probably laughed at us, saying to each other in some primate language, "Are you serious? Homo sapiens? I don't think so." We showed them, and now the planet's stuck with us, and we're stuck with each other. I believe there's a way out, and it begins with naming our poisons, looking at each of them and saying, "This, I chose," and "This, I no longer choose." It isn't easy, but even the cowboy vanished, taking his rot gut with him into a shootout on the street where he died forgotten. He's gone, and his poison with him. Let him lead the way. Now let's take a look at what I call the four pillars of dream shaping: identify, decide, commit, and act. 1. Identify the issue. 2. Decide on a course of action. 3. Commit to that course of action. 4. Carry out that course of action. Notice that action is the key element in most of this. I can think endlessly about all of these things, but changing them, becoming free of poisons, altering the shape of my dream, all require doing something. Remember, above all else, dream shaping is dream doing. Make a list of your poisons: the emotional, the physical, the mental, the chemical, and even the metaphysical. Once you've done that, consider how you prolong their presence in your life. Weigh the pros and cons of each one. Why do you invite this poison into your life? How does it benefit you? How does it harm you? And are you willing to be free from it, or do you want to enjoy it a little while longer? My poisons: caffeine. I have been addicted to coffee since I was a teenager, and I still am. What do I get out of it? The illusion that it fuels me, that it is literally the gas, or electricity, I run on. It gives me something to reach for, a way to escape the moment. It makes me feel part of the circles I move in, from coworkers to the like-minded. It gives me a sense of community. How does it harm, poison me? GERD, acid reflux and related gastrointestinal issues. The false sense of being energized when in reality it causes anxiety and stress. Money, it's an expensive habit. The sense of being hopelessly addicted. Other poisons to consider: food, emotional attachments, fear, anger, resentment. Thought and action loops, repeating the same behaviors, thinking the same things day after day. Comparison, envy, doubt. Now that I've named some of the major poisons in my life, what am I going to do about them? And which ones am I willing to live with, providing I take responsibility for them and accept that they are my choice? Start your dream-shaping journey by making a list of the poisons in your life, how some of them benefit you, and how each of them keeps you from freedom. Ready, set, dream.